It's the Junior Kekuweva Junior Show, starring Junior Kekuweva Junior. Join Junior along with the Wayne Borge Band as he makes any kind from Hawaii. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Junior Kekuweva Junior.
How's it? I'm Junior Kekuweva Jr. Welcome to the podcast that answers no questions, because, yeah, we're good like that. We're confidential like that. Anyway, hey, we want to say we have the attitude of gratitude we do every show, okay? That's first, because you need to be grateful, okay? If you're not grateful for what you have, right? And we have the podcast. Like, I never had one podcast, and so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you because you tuned in. Thank you very much. And I want to say our male demographics are 84.6% now. like the brothers are just, like, coming on board. Women are down right now. And I think it's because we've been talking about relationships and maybe they don't like what they're hearing. And I don't know. But, you know, I get a lot of women that go, hey, thank you. Thank you for teaching these guys. Like, you know, thank you. And they thank me, some women. Some women, you know, get offended because they're like, you know, they're not sure what I really, you know, like what I'm really talking about, right? Okay. Anyway, Apple Podcasts, 45%. iHeartRadio, 14%. Okay, depending on where you're looking, because we have two sets of stats, and I'm just looking, you know, glancing over the numbers. Anyway, but yeah, thank you, Apple and iHeartRadio. Thank you very much, Spotify. Okay, want to thank you guys, mahalo you guys, and thank you for listening to the podcast. So today we're going to talk more about manifestation, okay, less about relationships, because I had so many questions. All I can tell you is go to the website, okay, hereforyoulifecoaching.com. Make an appointment, or you can just, you know, ask me questions. Just write questions to just send them to the website, or go to jrkjr.com. That's an easy place to ask questions. And there's an email thing. You just sign up for notifications for the podcast and just ask questions, you know, or you can send them to junior at hereforyoulifecoaching.com. And just ask questions there. This is not a relationship podcast, that's why, but relationships are part of life coaching, okay? Some people are even asking me, okay, what is life coaching? What the heck is life coaching, right? So, yeah, if you go to a therapist, right? A lot of people go to therapists now, right? And a lot of people go to life coaches. But here's the difference to me, anyway. There are certain things a therapist cannot tell you, okay? There are things that you can get from a life coach, or let's say like in business, a business coach, or you know, a relationship coach, or whatever. There are very specific coaches out there for specific things. I cover three things. Okay. So I do manifestation, right? I do relationships and personal improvement. Okay. Or self-development. And my method is called motivational self-development through the human voice, because we use the human voice, to as the avenue, or as the vehicle, actually, to go down the avenue, towards improvement. And anyway, so yeah, I recommend coaches. Therapists are good if you're the kind of person that needs a therapist, or if you think you need a therapist. The only thing that I can see, that, you know, the difference between what I do and a therapist, and I tell all my adult clients this. I don't tell the kids because, you know, they're kids. And yeah, they cannot put it together like adults can. But the difference between therapy and what I do is, with what I do, you never need to say what's wrong. It'll just fix it. Okay. Just like that. Okay. Just, oh, hurt him. Hoing. There you go. One more time. Hanaho. There you go. So, and the reason for that is that the human voice will center you and bring you into the moment. Now, in manifestation, right, people are like, okay, how do we manifest? So it's not like Harry Potter. It's not like that, okay? So manifestation is, you know, if you want to really manifest your ideal life, you focus on your goals. You set goals. I mean, that's what it's really all about. So you manifest, you know, whether you think so or not, whether you believe in it. You don't have to believe in it. You already do it, okay? But when you have control over it, when you go, oh, okay, I'm deliberately going to manifest, you know, I don't know, an automobile or a job or a house or whatever it is, right? And when you have, you know, complete control over it, And then you start seeing how God works in your life, okay? Because God is real, whatever you call the higher self, higher power, God, whatever you call that, okay? Whatever you choose to call it. I call it God. It's because it's easy for me, right? Because when I was a kid, you know, people said, hey, God is going to get you. You know, and then I found out, right, later in life, I was like, I think I was in my late 20s. And I used to sit down and have these conversations with my first mentor. And he used to tell me, he says, hey, God does not punish. You do. And the more I, you know, observed, right, what was happening in my life at that time, I'm like, yeah, that's true, right? Like what we do punishes us. Not God doesn't punish us. So you are not punished for your sins. You are punished by your sins, okay? Or let's say your negative actions. You can say it that way. So when you manifest, right, there are certain things. I see so many things on the web written so many ways, and everybody has their technique and whatever. So I'm here to tell you that, yeah, everybody's a little bit different, and everybody will manifest a little bit different. Some people, it really works when you write it down, right? Affirmations. Okay. Some people, it really works when they visualize because they have vivid imaginations and they can visualize. Okay. I was just telling a friend of mine, like, what happened recently, right? I manifested these Apple headsets. What are they called? They're called the AirPod Pros, right? And I just, you know, and I had to think, right? Because you have to think, Hollins. You have to look at, like, you know, how did this come to be? Oh, well, I was attracted to that. I thought that was cool. So I picked it up and I go, wow, one day I'm going to have a pair of these kind of thing, right? And then, boom, one day, here it is. Now, when you try to logically, you know, explain it out with your left brain, you're not going to get it, okay? Because your left brain will convince you that this was a logical step. This was, you know, whatever, right? Now, your right brain, where your imagination lives, right? Where your creativity lives, where all of that lives. And there's a reason why they say Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, not the left, okay, the right hand. And then you have that expression that came from there, right-hand man. Oh, bro, that's my right-hand man over there. this is my right-hand man. Well, okay, not the left. You never heard anybody go, oh, that's my left-hand man, right? Okay, there's a reason for these things. Okay, and these things have been around forever, these idioms, these expressions, okay, but they're all based on factual things, okay, and nothing in life works the way you think it does. I'm sorry, it does not, okay? So if you think life works a certain way, my suggestion is to go deeper, go explore. Why? Go get down and you know, and do some digging and go, oh yeah, well, and you're gonna end up down rabbit holes, and because there's no end to the rabbit hole, and you're not gonna get to the end of it, but you will, along the way, you will have all these series of explanations for many things. So anyway, you know, I see these things written in, like, define your ideal life, okay? Align your thoughts and emotions, visualize your ideal life, you know, practice your affirmations and take aligned action and practice gratitude and all this kind of stuff. So what we do is we make it very simple. Remember the four steps, okay? Affirmations, meditation, visualization, vocalization. That's it, okay? Now, a lot of people go, well, you got to do your journaling. You got to write. You got to, you know, okay, what are you going to journal about? The only thing you have to journal about, right, is what happened to you. Now, if it already happened to you, why would you bring it back into today from yesterday or the day before or last week or last month? You see what I'm saying? So when you do affirmations, it's always in the present tense. Okay, a lot of people journal like, oh, today I did this, that, and the other, you know. And the only thing that really happens when you journal is it leaves a record of what happened, right? And you can always go back and go look, and I mean, you know, just in case you forgot. If you have a good memory, you don't need to journal. What you need to do is you need to affirm in the present what your life is like. Now, write your life out. You know, take your time to do that. I did that years and years ago, right? So I was like, okay, how do I see my life? How do I see myself? How do I see, you know, whatever happening in my life? And I had to write it down. And then when I started to write it down, I started to, you know, have a picture, a mental picture. And guess what? Like it just happened. And thing by thing and step by step, everything fell into play. You know, and I was like, whoa. And there were some major distractions. I mean, you know, there were distractions. And you go off to the left a little bit, and you go off to the right a little bit. But you know what? When you start making a plan for your life, when you start writing down your goals, when you start knocking off your goals one by one, and you start looking at what you wrote down, and you go, wow, this happened, and then this happened, and that, and oh yeah, it happened in order, and whoa, how did that happen? You see what I'm saying, Hoings? And that's what you got to look at. Because when you plan it out like that, I don't care who you are. I don't care how poor you think you are. I don't care how rich you think you are, how whatever you think you are. It happens for every single human being, okay? It's just that not every human being is going to sit down and write it out. That's all. And you can call that lazy if you want to. You can call that preoccupied with something else if you want to, or whatever. But here's the thing that happens. If you don't decide how your life is going to go, somebody else will decide for you, okay? Somebody, trust me, somebody will, okay? It might be a girl. It might be your other half. It might be your boss at work. It might be whoever, but somebody else will decide your life for you. It could be the news media. It could be, you know, I don't know, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, YouTube, right? It's going to be something, because it will lead you down a road, okay? And it will start making you think things, okay? Have you ever been on TikTok? Like, I have an account on TikTok, by the way. It's at JRKJR. It will really help you, because it's not about me. It's not, I mean, it's kind of sort of like I'm in there, you know, here and there. It's mostly about resources that will help you to understand your power as a human being. Okay, most people don't understand their power as a human being. Most people think that they're just a meat suit walking around on the planet. No, you're not. You're bigger than that, okay? You're a much bigger than that, okay? Jesus Christ told us, right? I and the Father are one. Okay, so think about that. Think about the I am. Okay, the I am refers to you. You are. Okay, you and the Father are one. Okay, so it goes back to like everyone is connected. Okay, and what connects you is our energy. Okay, so you and, you know, your next door neighbor and, you know, everybody, right? We all share that energy. And that energy is what connects everybody. Okay. And then, you know, like sometimes when let me give you an example. Okay. You know, sometimes when you're thinking about your best friend or whatever, like somebody you haven't seen, maybe one of your good friends that you haven't seen for a long time, and you start thinking about them and thinking about them and thinking about them. And in a couple days, you run into them in the mall. Coincidence? Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. And think about that. Okay. But think about it. So all of these things are not coincidences. You're not living like this random existence. You're here for a reason, okay? Now, when you figure out your reason, okay, you figure out why you're here, figure out your purpose, and you start working that, like everything falls into place, like everything, okay? You're talking about a guy that had a $400 Toyota, okay? I had a $400 Toyota, and it was a good Toyota. I mean, it lasted. It took me everywhere. It, you know, top speed was, I don't know, 45, I think, 50 maybe if I was lucky going downhill. But I was grateful at the time for that car, for that $400 Toyota, right? And yeah, there was a few cars before that. I had a $400 Granada. That was my first car, right? And I bought it from this taxi driver. And, you know, it does what old taxis do, right? It starts breaking down. It starts rebuilding itself. But you know, these things, and the reason why I'm illustrating this is, okay, let's say that right now you don't like your circumstances. Let's say that right now your circumstances are less than admirable. Or let's say that right now you have a problem, because we all have them, okay? We all go through all kinds of stuff. Maybe right now you're going through something that you think in your head, right? That, oh, there's no solution for this. What am I going to do? You know, what, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. So I'm here to tell you that your subconscious has the solution. Okay. But you need to start communicating with it. And your subconscious needs to work in concert with your conscious mind. Your conscious and subconscious. Okay. Now, when that starts to happen and your conscious mind will your conscious mind and your subconscious mind will draw from the superconscious, you know, which is what we call consciousness, which is what everybody is a part of. Okay. There's many different names for that as well. Okay. Sometimes they call it the unseen. Sometimes they call it the energy field. It depends on who you're talking to and their understanding. Okay. But just know that, you know, there's nothing unsolvable. There's nothing that you cannot overcome. And yeah, sometimes, you know, you just want to throw in the towel and go, I don't think I like doing this anymore. You know, that kind of thing, right? And you can always change your mind. You can always change your course. But here's what happens when you keep changing your mind and keep changing your mind over and over and over, right? Is it, you start to kind of go like a rudderless boat. Okay, so if you don't have a plan, this is why the plan is important. This is why to define your ideal life, you got to make a plan. Okay, you got to write it down. Okay, so write it out. Like, you know, where do you see yourself in 2 weeks? You know, maybe you want to start there, 30 days. Okay, and then 2 months, and then 6 months, and then a year, and then 5 years. Well, actually, a year and go 2 years. Go 2 years and then go five. Okay, and then from five, go to 10 and look at the big picture. Okay, so I gave myself, you know, X amount of years, right, for my Waikiki show and, you know, stuff like that. And it actually came faster. It actually came really fast. But you know what? Here's the thing, right? Before you get your goal, okay, sometimes things look really bleak. I mean, like really, like nothing gonna happen, right? Like it's impossible. And then all of a sudden, there's a small little turn of events. And that turn of events starts opening doors slowly. And before you know it, bam, there you are with your goal. Okay? So it can work like that. Now, I'm going to tell you how to, you know, I'm going to walk you through this process. All right. So first, affirmations. Write down, I am so happy and grateful now that I am blank. Now, that's a double I am. There's two I ams in that. Okay? And if you want to write that down, you're going to experience something, okay? You can just sit down and meditate on I am and things will happen, okay? But let's, you know, for the sake of manifestation, let's say that you want to manifest something. It could be a job. It could be, I don't know, the love of your life. It could be a car. It could be a boat. It could be whatever it is, okay? Now, if you're going to manifest, let's say you're going for a house. Now that's a big thing. Okay, so if you're going for a house, if you know, like, oh, I want to be a homeowner. Okay, I used to work with this guy and he used to tell everybody he had a whole bunch of houses and stuff. And then one day he bought his first house. I'm like, oh, well, I guess the others, you know, didn't count or whatever. And, you know, people were congratulating him. Hey, congratulations on your first house. Like, wait a minute. I thought he had four or five or whatever it was, right? But no. Anyway, so what I'm really, you know, trying to tell you is you're going to have a figure in mind, okay? Now, you don't have to know how. The how is God's job. Mm-hmm. But what you have to do is you have to figure out, like, okay, so you want a house, right? Like in Hawaii, that's practically $1 million, okay? If you want a house that's $1 million, break that down. Break that $1 million down into something doable, okay? Into a plan on how you're going to, you know, get the down payment, the percentage, whatever it is, you know, all those little details, and focus on that. So if you need a down payment on the house, figure out the down payment for whatever it is. But go get your target first. Go get the house first. Go look at the house. Take a tour of the house. Go to open house on Sunday. Do whatever you have to do. Okay? And then you have to visualize yourself in the house. That, you know, we talked about frequency and vibration. Okay? So you have a certain frequency. Now, you may need to raise your frequency if something that you're looking at is on a different frequency, because you're not going to attract that. Okay, so how do you fix your frequency? Well, yeah, it's easy. You tune a human being like you tune an instrument. Okay, and that's what we do with the vocalization part. But for the figuring out, you know, the details thing, go look first at how much, you know, I used to do this. I used to do the long form of stuff. And I used to start with the total amount. And then I used to break it down. In other words, if you want to make $100,000 a year or $200,000 or $300,000 a year, You have to break it all the way down to how much you're going to make an hour. Like, I need X amount to make an hour to hit $200,000 a year. That kind of thing. And you break it down. Then you're going to have the hourly figure. You're going to have the weekly figure. You're going to have the monthly figure. You're going to have the, you see what I'm saying? Okay. And then you have the, you know, it all adds up to the annual figure. But when you break it down like this, it's easier for your subconscious to wrap around. I want to say, let's say it that way. Okay. Because if you just go, oh, I want to win the lottery. You have no target. You have absolutely no target. You have a lottery. It could be a lottery that pays $10. I mean, you want to win that lottery? I don't think so. Yeah. So have that amount in mind. So now write your affirmation. I am so happy and grateful now that I have blank, or now that I'm doing blank, or now that I am with the girl of my dreams, or whatever. And then write the details out. Okay, so write your affirmation. You're going to do that every day, okay? And you're going to repeat it. You're going to recite it out loud every night, okay? When you're relaxed and when you're just ready to fall asleep, last thing you're going to do is reach over, grab your tablet, and read it, okay? When your brain goes into theta state, okay? So that's like relaxed mode, okay? When you're just going off to sleep. And you want to do it then, because that's when your subconscious is listening. Okay, or let's say it another way, that's when it's most receptive. Okay, then you just go off to sleep, okay? Your subconscious got you, okay? Your subconscious will take that and run with it, trust me. Okay, I've done it for so many things, and so many things happen, right? You know, and I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know, it's not a flex or anything, but like, if anybody wanted to check on anything I've ever done, at least in the last 25 years or so, or maybe 30 years, they can go online because it's all there. You know, you can see the consulting company, you can see the record company, you can see everything that we did. And you can see the people we produced, you can see the people that I trained, you can see, I mean, it just goes on and on. And like I said, it's not a flex, but it was important for me to document, not for me, and not for anybody in my family. Everybody in my family knows what I do. I mean, you know, it's no secret. And it wasn't for flexing purposes. It was guys, Hawaiians, okay? If I can, you can. And that's why I documented everything. I'm like, look, it's right there. Go look. So you can see, like, oh, if I can, anybody, I'm not special. I am not special. If I can, anybody can. You know what you got to do? You just got to make up your mind. That's all. Because sometimes we go, okay, well, yeah, I want to commit to XYZ. And then you go, well, you see, I don't know. And should I commit to XYZ? You know, people are like that, right? And you kind of weigh it out. You kind of like, well, if I do this, I kind of do that. If I, you know, do this, then you know how I think? I mean, I have ADHD. I have both types, okay? So I have combined presentation is what they call it. And it's a blessing and a curse. My brain goes, okay, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that and that. And we're going to figure out how to do all this simultaneously, because I want to work on a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here. And you know what happens? Just in my experience. In my experience, everything went up slow. It was slow because I divided myself, you know, so many ways. But then, boom, that happened, boom, that happened, boom, that happened, boom, that one happened, you know, and they started happening. But it was slower than if, let's say, I concentrated all my efforts on one thing, you know. But to me, Hawaiians, life is short, okay? And, you know, it's kind of like this in my head, in my understanding. It's kind of like going to Baskin and Robbins, okay? You go Baskin and Robbins every day, okay, because maybe, I don't know, maybe sugar doesn't affect you, but you go every day, right? Okay, but here's the thing, right? You can only order vanilla, right? Right? How crazy is that, right? To me, that's nuts. To me, that's crazy. I'm like, no, if this is life and life is Baskin and Robbins, I like taste all the flavors. I want to try it out over there. I like try the coconut. I like try the chocolate. I like sample the vanilla. Yeah, I go sample the you know, mint chocolate chip, whatever, right? So that's me. That, you know, so I said, yeah, well, I can't see myself working a 9-to-5, right? Like for my whole life, retiring, playing it safe, right? Having a, what, IRA, whatever. I'm just saying, right? And a retirement, and then going on a couple cruises, and then having my heart attack and dying, okay? If I have a... let me tell you right now, if I die right now, this very instant on the podcast, I die happy. I die happy because all these things that I was fantasizing about when I was a kid, I was like, oh, one day I like doing Waikiki show. Oh, one day I like have this kind of guitar. Oh, one day I like do this. I like do that. I like, you know, I want to have my own business. I want to have 2, 3, 4 businesses. I want to do, you know, whatever. Like every single thing that I thought of manifested. It all happened. Okay. Did I just sit down and watch it sprout up like weeds in a garden? No, of course not. I had to go put some action behind it, right? Now, there is such a thing as non-efforting, you know, and if I got to go back to tell you guys how the AirPod Pros happened, right? I started talking about that. And I kind of, you know, went off on left field because that's how my brain works. But you guys can do the same thing. You can do it. You can do the same thing. Okay. The kids today are not just having one profession. They're having several. They're doing several things. They're out there, you know, and when I saw this start to happen with technology, right? I saw the kids start to leverage one thing and then leverage the other thing and then go to a full-time job and then do comedy on the weekends and do, you know, whatever they're doing, right? The artwork and, you know, I know these girls, I used to teach these girls and they are artists. Not only do they do art, they sing, they dance, they do all these things and they do it all well. Okay. So human beings were designed to do more than one thing, but the old paradigm, okay, the old school thinking, okay, or let's call it what it is, plantation mentality, okay, suggests that, okay, we don't want thinkers, we want doers. Okay, and that was, I'm paraphrasing John D. Rockefeller when he said he didn't want a nation of thinkers, he wanted a nation of workers. Okay, and so that's what plantation mentality was, because you had these people who needed workers, they needed worker bees, right? The world is changing. The world is changing. Thank God the world is changing. Okay. Now, yeah, there's going to be some things that you're not going to like, right? There's things you don't like right now. Okay. So just have an open mind. Have an open mind, but, you know, attempt to keep the good stuff, right? Keep the good stuff going and let go of the manini stuff. Okay. I'm sorry. In Hawaii, we say manini. It's a kind of fish. It's a kind of fish. But it's a small fish. And so in Hawaii, when you hear somebody say manini, it's an old school term. It just means small kind. It just means it's minor. It's just incidental. It's just, you know, one of those things. But yeah, but keep the things that are working. Now, back to the manifestation thing. Oh, the AirPod Pro. Okay. So, I'm getting the signal over there. Hey, Jay's holding up the sign. This is AirPod Pro. I'm like, okay. All right. So the AirPod Pro. So what happened was I did not realize that on my company card, I had points, right? And so I had like all these points I didn't use for like, I don't know, years, right? And so when I went into the store, you know, and I looked at the price tag of the AirPod Pro and I'm like, oh, this is like 500 something, whatever it was, right? And I'm like, I don't think, and so when I go get headsets, right, because I know headsets wear out, you know, because I did radio for so long, and I get the cheap ones, you know, and it just, something happens, boom, get another one. And so when I looked at these, right, these are like 500 something dollars, whatever. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. Right. So fast forward, like, I want to say maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Right. And then I find out I have all these points on my company's credit card. Right. And they said, oh, no, here, you have all of this. And we have this thing and you can choose where you want to spend the money and what. And they had all this. And, you know, one of them was Amazon. And I'm like, oh, okay. So now I'm going shopping, right? I was shopping. I was like, okay, I'll take that. I'll take this. I'll take that, you know? And I was just, and pretty soon, guess what came to my mind, right? Out from the back filing cabinet goes, hey, remember those AirPod Pros you was looking at, right? right there. Boom. Okay, done. Sold, bought, whatever, delivered. They're in the room. Okay, so I just want to say that that's how it happened. Now, you could look at it a couple of different ways, right? You could look at it and go, okay, well, that was automatic because, yeah, you had the points, right? You're like, no. You don't understand. If I didn't get that thought, I would have probably bought something else, right? But that thought was in the back filing cabinet, right? Waiting for the occasion to manifest what it is that I wanted. Okay. And because it was presented to me in my mind, like, hey, remember that? You wanted that, right? You know? And like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did. And so boom, right there. Okay. You can do it too. Now I had no idea that I had these points. I had no idea that this was a thing or existed or whatever. So I'm just here to say, yeah, you can do it too. Now, first of all, your target. Okay, let's get back to affirmations. So you write it out. I am so happy and grateful now that I am in possession of whatever, blank, whatever. Okay, write it down. Speak it at night when you're relaxed and ready to go to bed and your subconscious will start to work on it. Then write down the specifics. Okay, now let's say it's a car. Now, if you just write an affirmation that says car, you could get any car. You could get like a rusty old car that's, I don't know, 80,000 miles on it already, right? Okay, write down brand new car. What kind of brand new car you want? Is it blue? Is it red? Whatever. Write it down. Okay, and make a list of it. Now, you see, the problem is that a lot of people, and you know, I went over this briefly on the relationship podcast. There's this song called One Beer one of my clients introduced me to this song. And it talks about the relationship started with one beer. And it's a relationship and they had a baby and they got married and it all started with one beer, right? Because that's the way things start. Okay, so most men don't even learn about women before they go out looking for them or before they run into them and, you know, have that one beer. Right? They have no knowledge of how the female mind is hardwired, how they work. Okay, so they don't have the plans. Women don't necessarily work that way. Women are a little bit different. They kind of figure out guys like really fast. Okay, and it's instinctive. It's instinctive because they're hardwired for survival. But what I'm saying is before that one beer, before you invite her out, right? Nobody does the research. How many people do the research? I mean, maybe a few, okay? If you're taking psychology in college or, you know, if you're going through that kind of stuff, yeah, maybe you know, okay? But then going out in the field and applying the work, right? You know, I had a client that I was helping him with a lot of stuff like that. And he became very successful with women. Very successful because he started going, oh, okay. I mean, you know, and we all go through that. Okay. In the old days, it was trial and error. Okay. It was trial and error and fail. And then, and you fail your way to success. And then pretty soon you got it. You got your rhythm. You got your, right. You got your swag. You got, you know, all of that. And then pretty soon it's like, bam, bam, bam. And then you figure out, oh, they're all basically the same. You know, they just look a little different. Some of them act a little different, but basically overall they operate the same way because you can see the same traits in just about every woman, like how they're hardwired. I'm talking about, okay. I'm not talking about like what they want to wear, what they like, what they, you know, that's individuality. That's different. Okay. But here's the thing, right? You need to write down the details. Okay. And you need to do your homework. So if it's a Porsche you're trying to, right? Go down to the Porsche dealer. Go test drive a Porsche. Go research Porsches. Write down exactly what Porsche you want, what model, what color, what, you know, I'll just write it down. Okay. Years and years before I started driving a Mercedes, you know, I did my research on Mercedes, right? I found out, wow, these cars are really safe. Like I feel safe in my car, right? But way before I had one, right, I did the research. you know, I was looking at the plans, like how they did the safety and how they were designed and how the undercarriage was structured. And I mean, all that stuff. Okay. Now, not everybody is that anal about stuff. Not everybody is that detail oriented. Okay. And you don't, I want to say you don't have to know every detail, because I don't. I still don't, you know. I know I like to drive the car and it, you know, and they just keep coming. But I'm saying that, and when you start to, I want to say, get this process down, it doesn't matter what kind of car it is. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, the only thing I know from 2018, till now, right, is that, I'm sorry, 2008 till now, is it? I've had new car smell. That's all I know. New car smell. It still, I mean, every time I get in my car, it smells like a new car, because the smell doesn't wear out, right? And before the smell wears out, it's another lease. It's another term. It's another car. So I'm just telling you guys, like, you don't have to do that. I'm just saying that for my experience, for me, like, that's what it's like. And that's how I think about it. I don't think about it like, oh, okay, in 3 years, I'm gonna have to put another down payment. In 3 years, I'm gonna have to do this. I'm gonna have to do that. No, I don't think so. I'm like, in 3 years, I'll just put down what I want. So the way I manifested the last car was, I just ordered. It was the first car I ordered. You know, normally I just buy them off the showroom floor, and this time, you know, they said, oh, well, you got to order. So I'm like, okay, give me everything, and I literally just checked everything. I just went down the list. Boom, 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 boom. Check, 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 check. Okay. I checked the color I wanted. You know, I like blue, so I checked blue. I mean, you know, but everything else, I'm like, yep, give me that. Yep, give me that. Yep, yep, yep. Check, 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 check. All the way down. Right? Now, I didn't know, like, how much this thing was going to cost. I didn't care. I'm like, okay, check, 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 check. All the way down. Boom. Okay. And guess what? It worked out. Okay. And that's what happens, because you have to believe. Okay, you have to believe. So part of the, you know, part of the process is believing in yourself enough that you believe in what you want enough that it happens. Okay, so it doesn't matter what comes into play. It doesn't matter if, you know, I don't know, you win the lottery, so now you have the down payment, or you know, whatever. You get a raise, so now you can afford to get a new car, whatever, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you keep that faith and your higher self, your superconscious, whatever you want to call it, God, whatever you want to call that, Allah, Jesus Christ, all of that will come together and conspire to deliver your goal. Period. That's how it works. Okay, so you have to align your thoughts and emotions. Now, your emotions have to come into play with your thought. You have to think with emotions. Okay. So aligning your thoughts and emotions means that when you put forth your desire, okay, and like I said on the other podcast, desire is a low vibration. Okay. If you're constantly in desire, you are projecting lack. Okay. In at the back end is lack, because you're desiring, right? If you're desiring something, that means you don't have it, right? So it's a low vibration. Okay. But everybody desires, right? And if we did not have that desire, we would not get anywhere as human beings. We would not evolve. So desiring something is necessary. Do you want to stay in desire? No. You want to desire, let go. Desire, let go. Okay? And the same thing with action. You want to put in some action and then stop, take a break. Put in some action, stop, take a break. And you have to learn your rhythm. And your rhythm is, okay, how much action am I going to put in before I stop and rest? Before I give it the vibrational break that it takes for it to catch up, because otherwise you're just push, you're pushing things away. So how much am I going to push, or let's say it another, you know, more relaxed way, how much effort am I going to put in before I take a break? How much am I going to work? Now, I got to tell you guys, like, there's this saying that, you know, work smart, not hard. And this is coming, I want to say this is coming into play more and more now. Okay, so we find the world working smarter, not harder. In the old days, they wanted you to work hard because that was the only option. Now you have machines. Now you have machines doing things for you. You have technology. Okay, so more so now, right? We have health as a concern. In the old days, people worked hard, so they were in good shape, right? Now you sit behind a computer, you have to have like me. I gotta go out and move around. I gotta go out and do stuff. Okay, I have to say, okay, mouse down. I have that you know, my famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it, my saying, okay, mouse down. And that's what I tell myself. I literally say it out loud. Like when I know I'm pushing it, I'm sitting down too long, I'm focusing too much, I'm working too much. All right, mouse down, and I stand up and I walk out. Okay. And sometimes I do whatever miles in the morning, whatever, that kind of thing. But I'm just saying, like, you got to figure that part out too. So you align your thoughts and emotions. Now your thoughts have to have emotion behind it. Your desire has to have emotion behind it in order to draw it into your world. Okay. Now you have to also visualize. So remember I said, now, so the first step is affirmations. Okay. Then meditation. Now part of the meditation, includes visualizing. Okay, meditation is not just sitting around not thinking. That never happens. You always think. But you have to visualize. Okay, so visualize yourself, like, I don't know, if you want to take a vacation. Visualize yourself on a beach in, I don't know, wherever. Venezuela, Bora Bora. Pick a place. Go ahead. Wherever. In the Maldives, okay? But picture yourself there. Picture yourself and smell the air, to smell the salty breeze. You know, put yourself on the patio or whatever it is, or the balcony, whatever, and take it all in your mind, in meditation. When you start visualizing, things will start happening. Okay, and that's how I did my Waikiki show. I just, you know, I was looking at, like I told you guys, I was looking at the floorboard in my bedroom. And I was performing to the floorboard, and before you know it, I was performing to a packed house on opening night. And I was like, whoa. And you know, and I said before, and not out of lack of gratitude or anything, but when I got there, I was like, I thought I was going to feel something like, oh, this is like some sort of an accomplishment. And I was like, this is one big baby party, you know? There was no, it wasn't like that. Okay. So here's where you have that gap, where a lot of people have that gap. Okay, because you can make a lot of money and you can have that empty space or that empty spot that you can't seem to fill. Okay. Because at the end of the day, right, that brand new car or that brand new house or that brand new whatever it is, okay, gets old. Okay, after a couple of days, I mean, you know, I think for me it was about maybe, I don't know, I think about a week or so. Like, it's a new car for about a week. And then it's like, you know, it was a new house for, I don't know, about a month. And then it was like, it's just another, yeah, just gotta walk upstairs now. You know, that kind of thing, right? So there's this balance, okay, that you need to achieve. And part of the balance, part of the work, is not just visualizing. It's not just meditation. It's not just vocalizing or doing your vocalization. You have to give, okay? Because you need to be the conduit of this energy that comes through you, okay? Because if you're not giving on the other side, right, there's no complete circuit because it's stopping with you. Okay, so when manifestation happens, what I'm really saying is when you start getting, okay, you have to give on the other end. I mean, some people donate to charity, some people do. Everybody has their own way. Some people give to poor people, just like they walk down the street and give stuff away. I mean, but you have to do that in order to get more. So let's say, for example, you have a cluttered closet or a cluttered house or a cluttered whatever, storage facility, storage room, whatever. If things are cluttered, okay, there's no room for new stuff, okay? So give. Go ahead, give, donate, all of the above, because you can't hang on to everything. I mean, it's impossible, okay? So, you know, part of the gratitude practice is giving, okay? Learn to give. I had to teach this to several people, key people in my life. I had to teach them to give. It didn't really occur to them, right? And I'm like, no, just give, watch, it'll come back. And sure enough, boom, it came back. Okay, I actually made it a part of my business model. So part of my business model is giving a certain amount, whatever. And I always, you know, yeah, I choose who it's going to be based upon the need. Okay, so I tend to want to help the people that need it the most. If I see somebody, you know, it's like really like, oh my God, like, yeah, they need this. I will give them, you know, I'll give more. Maybe more than they pay for, or, you know, in many cases, what I've done is I've given them like double what they pay for. So really they're not paying for anything. They're making their money back on the other end. But if you just, you know, I found through experience, right? Like we had giving as a part of our business model for 30 years. And what we did was, you know, some people, they couldn't afford my services, right? And so we just used to give. And we found out that, yeah, you know, sometimes if people aren't paying for, you know, what they're getting, right? Or at least, you know, the people how do I want to say this? Like they're paying, maybe they pay me for an hour, okay? And then maybe, you know, I'm giving them an hour back. And so now they're getting 2 hours for the hour they pay for or whatever, right? So instead of coming and seeing me and paying me for once a week, they get twice a week, something like that. In that kind of scenario, they're getting back what they're paying, but they need to pay. Otherwise, the appreciation goes away. Okay, because in their minds, right, it's a psychological thing. In their mind, they're like just receiving and, oh, it's nothing and, you know, whatever, right? And they can take it for granted. So that's what I'm saying. But yeah, make giving part of your gratitude practice. It really, really works. And then take aligned action. And, you know, you need to take the baby steps. You don't need to take giant steps. The reason why, you know, and I'll say it again, don't take the giant steps is because if you need to correct it, if you figure out at some point you took the wrong step, it's harder to correct, you know, the giant step than it is the baby step. Baby steps are easy to correct. You take another baby step back, boom, there you are. Okay. So these things are important to keep in mind. Now, when you can control your manifestations, when you can say, okay, this is the goal for this week. I'm going to, you know, this is the goal for this month. This is the goal for this year. These are the goals. And you start knocking them off one by one. Okay, sometimes you don't even need to make a list. Okay, the reason why I'm saying to make a list is so that you're consciously aware, so that you remind your subconscious, write it down, it goes straight into your subconscious. Now, a lot of the young people I see, the really young people on TikTok and stuff, right? They're teaching this stuff a whole different way. They're typing into their phone, okay? That's not going into your subconscious. Now, visually, yes, okay? Auditorily, yes. But when you write down your affirmations, okay, it goes directly into your subconscious. There is a connection there with writing. Okay, so it's important. Write it down. But you know, when you go through affirmations, meditation, vocalization, visualization, when you go through this process continuously, like all the time, you know, and I talk to some people about it, and you know, people give me that vacant look like, what, uncle, this is crazy. You know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe you should come and look around at how I live. Maybe you should come around and you know, go look in my closet, go see the kind of clothes I got and whatever. And these things I wrote about, these things, I wrote it down at one point. And like I said, I'm not flexing, but I'm just saying, look around you, okay? Whatever you have, look at what you have and look at what you don't have. When you look at what you have, you'll understand what you don't have, okay? If what you don't have is really what you want to bring into your life, then write about it, think about it, meditate on it, okay? Speak about it, okay? Be about it, be all about it, and it will come. It will happen because you are a human being, okay? People will come into your life. Things will play out. There was this time where I was writing down because this guy showed me a shirt, okay? It was a $200 shirt. And I wrote down an affirmation that I wanted to wear a $200 shirt, okay? And guess what? It's too long of a story to go blow by blow and tell you exactly how it went down, But I ended up wearing $200 shirts, microfiber shirts, every day for years and years and years. Years. People would see me in these you know, I had black ones, I had white ones. I just, you know. And the cool thing about it was, like, they weren't mine. I just got to wear them, okay? But I was wearing $200 shirts every day, right? Now, I'm telling you, you don't have to, if you think that money is the only way you can get something, then you're suffering from limited thinking. If you think that you have to own something in order to enjoy something, you're suffering from limited thinking. Okay, so don't limit yourself, okay? Open your mind. Open the possibilities, okay? Because somebody could come along and give you a car. You know, that happened to, you know, when I told you guys Hoku's story, right? And somebody, her friend gave her a van. They had to move. And it was like, here you go. It's almost new. It was almost new. And boom, she had a virtually almost new van, okay? Because hers was breaking down. And you know, it was like a small miracle that happened, right? Wrong. Wrong. It wasn't a small miracle. She was writing about it. She was thinking about it. She was praying for it. Okay? So prayer, meditation, all of that, it's the same thing. Okay? It's the same. Wishing, praying, all of this, right? Praying is a little bit more focused, okay, than wishing. Wishing is like, okay, well, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. Praying is like, you know, a little bit more in depth, and it involves your faith, and it involves, you know, other things. Sometimes it involves religion. Sometimes it doesn't. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, you need to focus on what it is. When you start focusing on all these things, you're going to see synchronicities. Synchronicities are like things that you think are coincidences. So when you start seeing a whole bunch of coincidences, like one after the other, after the other, after the other, your awareness has shifted. Okay. And now you have a greater awareness, because all of these coincidences that you're seeing is not really coincidences. Okay. I'm here to tell you it's you. Okay. And it's your life, and it's what you've manifested. And at that point, things are working for you. Because if you think that, you know, this whole life that you've been given is one big random, I don't know. Well, oh, sorry, Owens, I gotta go. Okay, Owens, no, you are not living a random life, trust me. It does not happen at random. All right. Hey, we want to thank Brother Randy over there at Island Club and Spa in Kaka'ako. Also, the Voice Master family of service companies. And also, AFMHawaiiMusic.com, featuring the music of Brother Darren Chinan. Go check out his music. Also, my latest album is up there if you want to see that. Until next time, I'm Junior Kekoeva, Junior Saint. Mahalo and aloha.